Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment, and it's a good one. Rarely shared secrets of leadership expectations. Every leader, and every person, frankly, maintains expectations. While typically aimed at employees, leadership expectations, for example, are applied to those who perform at high levels, and they're seen as high performers, partly based just on the perception that they're meeting expectations. Those not performing well fail to meet those expectations and, as a result, are called problems. It's the gap between results and expected outcomes that create the labels. The challenge is, only on occasion are expectations specifically stated. More often than not, they're not stated, nor written. In fact, most of the time, they remain completely unspoken and focused on specific behavior that one's own mama would or wouldn't have accepted versus actual, realistic metrics. In other words, expectations vary widely and can be rather tricky to manage. So how do you, as a leader who wants to do and develop even better, employ rarely shared secrets of clarifying, crafting, and sharing expectations? Well, enter today's Monday Moment, in which those secrets await. In fact, secret number one, there is a difference. This came from the development of a recent new webinar, How to Get What You Expect. And in it, we devoted the first section to an apparently little-known fact. There is a vast difference between wants and expectations. We may want to win the lottery, some psychologists analogize, but we don't really expect to win, and therefore, we don't buy a ticket. We may want an employee's attitude to change, but we secretly expect our friend Eeyore to remain the same. Now, what's the harm in not knowing this difference? We take action only on what we expect instead of what we want. Some state this is a key reason many people feel and remain stuck. They want to lose weight, but they don't expect to. They want to be wealthy, but never expect really the money to come through. They want to be happily married, but don't expect the arrival of anything that resembles Prince Charming. Don't prevent progress by failing to see this difference. In fact, clarify this difference. Find the gap between what you want and what you actually expect. If a difference exists, close the gap. Either alter the expectations or change what it is you want. Without that alignment, a leader will continue to experience discontent in the disconnect. Secret number two, expectations follow beliefs. There are a number of self-worth-based beliefs that can create the difference between what we want and what we expect. Is one good enough to get what she wants? Is one talented enough to receive the raise he wants? Is one strong enough to clarify boundaries one really wants with that bully employee? Expectations are based on what we believe is likely to happen. What we believe is likely is typically based on previous experience. And because we as humans are designed to stay safe, if the belief from past encounters is that we know or what we will do won't work or will hurt, we'll shy away from putting ourselves in that position again. thus preventing any real difference in results. We'll brace for impact and prepare for safety when similar situations occur, and thus expect not something different, but more of the same, using the same actions and then leaving ourselves to demonstrate the slang definition of insanity. Check your beliefs. Secret number 3. Courage is required. Well, okay. So we mentioned the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. But let's face it, most leaders are not insane. But many do continue to do the same thing over and over while saying they want different results. The trick is they don't really expect different results yet. In order to lead others differently, lead outcomes differently, and lead ourselves more effectively, courage is required. It takes courage to go for what one wants, but is afraid might not happen. It takes courage to visualize a result yet unseen and truly expect better or different things to come together. The average person will find it safer to stay the same, even get comfortable with circumstances they don't like. The successful leader will dip their toe in the water of risk, knowing that fears are usually based on bigger, much more dastardly appearing actions that frequently remain fiction. What if a leader actually expected a negative employee to begin to show small amounts of optimism? What if that leader reached out and had a more vulnerable conversation to model that behavior? Might it result in sharing a part of human emotion? Might it result in disappointment? Gasp! Say it isn't so. Changing expectations and aligning them with what the leader really wants takes clarity, consistency, and courage. What's the worst that could happen? Likely nothing nearly as bad as what we tend to fear. Yet in addition to these three realities, the real secret in crafting and reaching leadership expectations is in not overthinking them, not getting bogged down in fear, and allowing ourselves the permission to believe what we want is actually in the realm of possibility. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday moment. Have a great week, an even better possibility and permission-filled Monday. And of course, stay contagious.